Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rustelli. Hello and welcome to the March 2nd Hemp Show powered by Cantrade. My name is Mark Rustelli. I'm the CEO of Cantrade and the host of The Hemp Show. So last but not least on the March Hemp Show, we have Will Carroll, the president of Veterans Cannabis SPC. Will is an American soldier of the United States Navy who served in the Navy SEALs teams. His military service saw combat in Afghanistan and other countries around the world. Will was stationed at the West Coast SEAL team as a special operator, JTAC, and translator, where he spent the bulk of his time in the Navy. As a leader, mentor, and teammate, he has built a reputation on hard work, loyalty, and his infectious attitude. Though he has achieved many awards, such as Honor Man and Sailor of the Quarter, for his effective leadership, skills, and performance. He currently lives in Scottsdale, Arizona, and is a member of the Scottsdale Choros, an all-volunteer nonprofit group of business and civic leaders who help build the community. He has four children, two of which were adopted from China. His interests are in helping other veterans transition out of the military, skiing, running, golfing, and spending time with his family. Thank you very much for joining us, Will, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me. What an introduction. Jeez, I didn't know I was going to get the red carpet there.
Hey, I do my best. I do my best. Like I said, I stumble over words because I'm dyslexic, but either way, let's see here. So let me roll this back. You are currently training growers for the U-Grow facility. However, your background is in not only being a Navy SEAL, but also training Navy SEALs. I mean, is that not kind of the highest level of training that you could possibly have? And now you're training growers. So you probably have amazing procedures and all the above.
Yeah. So, the main part here is, transitioning out and understanding the training aspects and how are we going to get individuals to transfer from the military to the civilian side, utilizing those skill sets and strengths that the soldiers and everybody know they have, and transferring that over to make it feasible for them and applicable to the real world. So for us to do that, the first thing we got to do is get them healthy, right? So working with Roland here, who's been a huge asset to us, transferring these individuals out, getting them to the college level that they need to get the certifications they need to be a grower, and then training them on mentorship, training them on how to be a leader, training them on owning their own ancillary business, getting that up and running. It's a lot of work, but a lot of these veterans take pride in that, and it gives them something to look forward to once they get out. So, just coming from where I'm at and seeing that transition and how hard it can be, no matter what your skill sets are, taking that and then exemplifying them to the level they can be is what it's all about here.
Excellent. So let me break down just the U-Grow rentals and how it's working with veterans. So my understanding of all this, just so I take it away properly, is that you're training the growers, the veterans, and what they're going to be doing after post-military, and getting them ready to basically kind of have their own business, although they're working with U-Grow. So they're going to be employed by U-Grow to manage these grow units, And these grow units are rented by individuals slash or businesses that are seeking the product for, like I said, their own medical uses or for creation of a product line that they'd like to create. So they don't have to build the business infrastructure themselves. So ultimately there'd be Ugrow, the veterans employed by Ugrow to manage the growing, and then the individuals renting the units for the purpose of getting that product and, you know, the medicine and doing something with that. Is that right? Is that correct?
That's spot on. So the goal for us is to get the veterans out, build them up, depending on which skill set they want to use. So we have, you know, many jobs on our website. You can go into the website. It's at veteranscannabis.org and click on the jobs that we have. We have anything from just growing in, I guess, in general, doing clones, products, social media, computers, real estate, construction. There's many facets to the business world. So we will own and operate on all those ends. Right now, we're getting kicked off. So we're just starting this whole process. But the goal is to have, I think, over 100 of these in the next 5 years. That's the goal in the states that it's legal in. And then we can take this and multiply it extramentally, depending on, you know, what opens up in the world based off the new rules of the government.
Okay. And you're going to be, and this is starting in California. Is that correct?
Correct. We're going to be starting in Long Beach. That's our first one to go. And Roland's working on that right now.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I talked with Roland about that. I mean, I'm down in Southern California. I'm over in San Juan Capistrano. So Long Beach is about a 35, 40 minute drive, but you know, and if you need any assistance out there, we know a lot of business out in Long Beach. It's always good to be able to network with those businesses, right? Because ultimately you're going to be right around them and helping to build and grow the community of medical cannabis in Long Beach together would be best for all the businesses out in Long Beach.
For sure. Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
Now, quick few questions for you. Sorry, this is a little bit unassociated, but I'm getting a little deja vu. Have you ever participated in MITA out in Arizona, the Marijuana Industry Trade Association?
No, I have not. No.
Okay. Well, I'll introduce you to Dimitri. Because I used to travel out to Scottsdale, Phoenix area multiple times. Obviously I'm not doing that now because of what's going on in the world, but yeah, Marijuana Industry Trade Association, really good on education, a lot of support for veterans in the movement. I actually met Sue Sicily out there back when she was prepping to do her research study on veterans and PTSD and how medical cannabis can affect that. So, you know, happy to introduce you to kind of that network, but definitely if you haven't been out there, it's a network you should definitely be a part of because you'll meet a lot of like-minded people.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So Roland, I want to roll you back in here. No pun intended. So as far as the goals here for what Ugrow's, you know, trying to accomplish, obviously you guys, you know, have very, some big aspirations here. Want to have 100 facilities across the country in all different, you know, medically legal states. What is the next action steps here? You know, what are the main things to get started? Are you looking for individuals to rent these rooms? Are you looking for more veterans to be involved in the program to be growing here? Are you looking for the communities to support you in the locations you're trying to go to? So what are those next steps for you guys?
First of all, we've been compiling a team, Mark, that, you know, a job this big is not something any one person, five people can do. You look for a team of like-minded people that have a passion for not only helping our veterans, but their entire family. The whole family suffers. So we had to deal with their health. So we brought in the best doctors in cannabinoid medicine, the Knox family, which is four doctors. They have specialized in the cannabinoid world. They have the American Cannabinoid Clinics, 19 of them. And we had to deal with the health of the veterans. That was super important because you can't bring broken people into an industry and expect them to do well if they're suffering from a lot of problems. So we needed to do that. We needed to set up our team of people that are going to help them get into business, so that we were well-rounded. We knew that we could take them from that first phone call to getting ready to start their own business. We do their business plans, everything. So that took this year. Now, yes, it starts with, we are on a petition called change.org with Veterans Cannabis, because we need people to stand up and say, yes, we believe it. This is going to be a $100 billion industry and nobody's trained in it. Let's give it to our veterans and their immediate family first. From the veteran side, info at veterans, get a hold of us. Let's start communication. Let's find out where you're at, what you're dealing with. We are that umbrella. When you are coming out or if you're lost, we're the team you need to get a hold of, because we want to build you up and get you into our system. After that, because of COVID, there's been nothing but disorder in our government. Nobody's been able to go see the city councils, but it's been okay. Everything happens at the right time. So now we are ready. We're dealing with the largest construction company that makes individual rooms called Grow Controlled, works with all the gases, all everything, the air conditioning, everything's on apps. So we're ready to go. The thing is right now is we need the community to know about us, support us. We need our veterans to start getting a hold of us. And so we start this project because it's exciting.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
As we talked about before, I mean, the primary purpose of our network is to connect businesses, professionals in this space, you know, people that basically industry stakeholders. So this is just a message to everybody that is listening now and everybody that's going to listen in the future. You know, if you own a business in this space or you're just an individual that wants to support this movement, you know, check out the change.org petition, sign it. And then also if you're a business in this space, I mean, I'm happy to connect you directly with Roland and Will and everything that they're doing here so that you can reach out to them and help support this, right? Because I think it's going to do, as far as the demographics that cannabis can help, I mean, military and veterans is one of the largest, right? I mean, just the medical efficacy that we're figuring out about how it can help this ailment, that ailment, things like, you know, PTSD, some mental health issues, stuff like that. It's extremely important to get out there. So what is the, you know, Long Beach, California is going to be location number one. You know, where do you go from there? What states are you looking at kind of getting these facilities set up in? You know, where else can we help out?
Yeah, I mean, well, for me, it's going to be a work in progress on my end. So it's going to depend on the amount of effort we see put into Long Beach, see where that's treading, probably stay in California for a little bit and then branch out as the laws and rules open up.
Excellent.
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel, Mark, our host is Dave Watson, you know, major player. He was the bass player for Lee Greenwood, who did the song God Bless America, Proud to Be an American. His wife is a DO. We're thinking of Arizona. He has his own show, you know, it's called The Journey. And so wherever cannabis-friendly states see what we're doing and contact us and want us to put a facility is how we're basically going to be opening this up. And I want you to know that every product, every service is trademarked so that people will know if they see our trademark that it is veteran-owned and operated and support them. We're not coming in as competition. We're coming in as a choice. Everybody says, thank you for your service to all military men. Here is an opportunity for that to actually become an action. Okay, two brownies. This one's veteran branded. I'm going to support the veteran. I want to support their family and say thank you for their service. That's the only difference that we're doing, man, and give these families an opportunity for a good shot with their life, especially if they've been really hurt.
So, Roland, now that you mentioned that, it reminded me of something that I had the plans on starting. Oh, man, this was like, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, but got caught up in other stuff, never actually started it. And I'm going to send you the deck and all the information about it. But at the time it was called Athletes for Choice. And the mission was, or the belief on it was, as an athlete, I believe I should have the right to choose what's best for my body and mind. And in many cases, that's alternative medicines. So cannabis as opposed to opiates. And I realized that as I was creating it, it stretched, you know, to so many other places. So as opposed to being Athletes for Choice, I actually changed it to just For Choice. And then with that, it was Athletes for Choice, Veterans for Choice, and Doctors for Choice. And the veteran side was, you know, following the same mission. But overall, what it was it was something that it was basically a certification on a product, you know, saying that the product follows these goals. And as far as wholesome ingredients, you know, it's a medicine. This isn't a junk food. The business follows certain things, such as they have to donate X amount of dollars for their products to help support these causes. So the veterans one was to support the study of the efficacy of cannabinoids and how they relate to PTSD and how they can help fix ailments like that. The doctor's portion of it was to support the re-education of doctors, considering the first doctor I ever spoke to about cannabis told me that I was going to get chemically induced psychosis. So obviously there's some educational discrepancies there. And then the athletes one was to support the study of the efficacy of cannabinoids in basically injuries and battling the opioid epidemic. But right. I'm going to share that with you. And sorry, I just monopolized that time to do that, because I think it might be something that would actually be right up the alley of this. And I'm happy to kind of outline at least what my previous plan was. Might be something you guys could adopt with you growing what you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you. That'd be great.
Excellent. Well, our time is up, but at the same time, we don't have anybody after us. So, you know, I'm not rushed on the clock right here, but this wraps up the March Hemp Show. I mean, if you guys have anything else you'd like to share or anything you'd like to talk about, now's the time.
Well, I tell you one thing I'd like to share. Everything that we're going to be doing, Mark, is going to be linked to our Veterans Cannabis website. All of our products, all of our services. We're going to be using replicating websites so that we keep control over all of our graduates and what they're doing, and people can go to one place for whatever their need is and be able to find it and know that they're supporting a veteran organization. And that's really, really exciting for us, because the whole thing is, we don't want to make employees. We want to make entrepreneurs. We want to make business owners. And we keep track of them for a couple of years so they don't make any dumb mistakes. But we just want to know that we gave them every opportunity to succeed. And so, you know, when that is ready, we're even going to be able to showcase new veteran businesses starting if people want to invest. But it's a one-stop shop, all veterans, 18.2 million veterans. It's a huge demographic that's very loyal to each other. And we just want to be a big part of helping them and their families. So I will shut up now.
Just to add to that, guys. So it's for the veteran, but we also, like Roland said, we are supporting the families as well with positions or jobs. So it's not only them. We know it takes toll on the whole family. We've all, you know, because we've been through it. So that is one thing we want to put out there, that it's for both family as well as the veteran itself.
Right, right. And one of the things I want to make sure is clear about what you're doing with Ugrow Rentals, and this is actually just a suggestion to anybody in general, if you're looking to start a small business in the cannabis space, there is a lot of hurdles you got to jump through. So to get the facility, to put in the proper legal requirements as far as the infrastructure for the business, to get your city permits, to get your state, license, I mean, all of this is a ton of time and money. However, if you wanted to get started quicker and you want somebody else to deal with those issues, that's where you connect with someone like Ugrow Rentals, because you don't have to go through all of that, all those headaches, and basically spend a ton of money. You can start right away. just connect with You Grow Rental and then get the process growing, literally get it growing, and then go from there.
Absolutely right, Mark. And that's what we want to be. We want to be the one-stop shop where you call, even for do-it-yourselfers. If you want to start growing at home and you're a vet, contact us. Let us help you not make stupid, costly mistakes. And, you know, in every aspect of it, we want to get into the crafts. We want to get, if you have a particular product and you want to get it to that point, we'll brand it and run it through our website so they don't even have to market. We're going to do that for them to just make it a little easier.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly easy. And like I said, it should be a no-brainer for people that are looking to get into this space that don't have millions and millions of dollars backing them by some institutional investors or whatnot. You know, if you're coming to this space, you've got a few thousand dollars and you want to get started quick, you're the guys to go to.
Absolutely right. We'll at least give you good information. You make your decision. You do whatever you want.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, this was great. This wraps up our Hemp Show. So if you're interested in connecting with Will and Veterans Cannabis, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can find his contact information and reach out directly from the network page posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you so much for joining us today, Will and Roland.
Thank you, Mark.
And one last thing, Mark, like Kim, I think it was her boss had a big veteran family, had Army, you know, for many generations. If they want to contact us, if they want to add their product to our branding, all we want to do is say, look, all we want is that if you're a veteran-owned business, let us bring you some visibility. If that helps right. you, awesome. Be a part of our village. We need that to do this right.
Right. Well, I'll make sure you get linked up to have a conversation after this show.
And sign the petition. That's important. Right. Thanks, Mark.
Cool. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. Thank you very much. This wraps up the March Hemp Show. As I mentioned, the next Hemp Show is going to be April 6th and then again on May 4th. So if you're looking to vend at those shows, you'd like to present, please get it in as soon, get your information in as soon as possible. We have limited space and the space fills up very quickly. Sometimes we have some late dropouts so we can kind of push some businesses in there. But for the most part, it's kind of first come, first serve as far as you have to be a business registered and verified in our application. And then ultimately, you've got to have something interesting that you're selling or you'd like to talk about. So once again, thank you, everybody. And if you haven't already, be sure to join the CanTrade network where your business can trade easy. Thank you.